May the heart of the Father be in you, and you in his holy heart, to bring forth prayers of passion for this world. Dear family, I want to tell you a story. It's a true story. Some years back, a pastor with wife and children invited different prophets to his church for the enrichment of his flock. Over a period of time, many had come, and when praying with that pastor and greeting him, they would become very solemn, and a pained look would cross their faces. Each time that happened, with prophet after prophet, the pastor was told, "I feel I must tell you, your daughter is in great danger. The Lord is telling me she is going to be kidnapped." With each prophetic word that was given, the pastor and his wife prayed over her, taking extra precautions to protect her. Still, for several months, when a prophet would come to the church, they would get teary-eyed and tell the pastor and his wife, "The Lord is telling me that your daughter is going to be kidnapped." Each time the pastor and his wife threw themselves on the mercy of God and continued to pray and exercise precautions. Finally, the time of danger passed, and their daughter grew up into a beautiful woman of God. You see, the Lord warns us of impending tragedy. And when he does, it's up to us to plead for his mercy. Well, I am bringing this to you, heart dwellers, because my heart is heavy and broken by several dreams that President Donald Trump was lying in a casket in the Oval Office. And my question to you, and even to the depths of my own soul, is, are we going to allow this to happen? Oh, dear God, can we stop this terrible thing from happening by our prayers? Praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet and adding at the end of each decade three times, "Father, please grant us more time, more grace, and more mercy." Can we stop this with rivers of tears? Oh, my precious ones, you who dwell in Jesus' heart and he in your heart, can you petition him with every ounce of supplication to spare our president and allow our country to be cleansed of the dark force? Jesus began, my people, tragedy looms at the White House. This is the hour of darkness that is pressing upon America. What are you going to do about it? Will you allow this to happen? Will you stand by and let darkness take your country over? What are you going to do? This decree has gone forth because of the sinfulness of my people and their lack of repentance from empty works. I am calling upon you all right now in this hour to repent from your worldly ways and truly turn over a new lease on life, one filled with righteousness and not empty, vain pursuits. Tragedy stands at the door. Will you, my people, repent for this fascination with wealth and worldly goods? Will you seek my righteousness, my kingdom come, my will be done? If my Father sees a massive move of repentance from the worship of wealth and prosperity to a country deeply committed to righteousness and justice, perhaps he will forestall this judgment. Will you step out of yourselves and care for the poor and those who are floundering in life? Will you feed the hungry, clothe the poor, and look after humanity as a tender mother and father? I have given this country great wealth, but not for your vain pursuits, rather to comfort the poor and bring equality of wealth to those who are struggling. I have seen massive change in this country, much to your president's courage, and putting his life and the lives of his family in great danger by making the moves necessary to conquer darkness. But this task is not something that can be assessed on the surface. The deeper he goes, the greater the rot and corruption. The educational system has prepared young Americans to side with ungodly agendas in the name of freedom. He has done many things well, and your prayers have kept him alive to keep going. My father has sent many, many events to turn the hearts of this people away from the world and onto family values and godliness. But with the focus on money and greatness, people have missed the most important issues and rushed headlong into worshiping the dollar. Even with the COVID restraints, the true focus is missing as the byword continues to be Make America Great Again. I say to you, make America holy again, and prosperity will follow in the measure that it's needed, but not so that you can again be corrupted by money and possessions, which is what every civilization destroyed itself with. The world is now on the precipice of disaster, and the death of your president will leave America in national upheaval and civil war. Will you allow this to happen? I am calling you to travailing prayer. I am calling you to cover your heads with sackcloth and ashes and cry out for mercy, more time, more grace, more mercy. Life is very tenuous in these times, with natural calamities on your doorstep and an enemy that is convinced it must conquer the world by reducing the population radically, with genocide after genocide, until only the chosen elite are left. My people, I am crying out to you for prayer and supplication like you have never cried out before. The vision of Donald Trump in a casket should be enough to fuel your tears and prayers, begging for mercy. Prayer changes things, but only united, passionate prayer can prevent the death of your president. Travail for him and for your future, and perhaps my father will extend his term of office.